What tips can you give for staying more organized?
You know, a great thing about computers, tablets, and smartphones is that you can make notes, then forget about them, and only access those notes whenever you need them. And then, of course, focus again on the most important thing, which is your music. Because, you know, it's impossible to remember everything, and these constant thoughts in the back of your mind, like, I have to remember this, I must not forget that. This causes stress and is very distracting.
So what's your routine like? You know, the morning routine, do you get up and do you write stuff down? Do you make lists or?
Well, sometimes when I wake up in the middle of the night with a great idea, or at least when I think it's a great idea, you know, I will just take my phone and write it down, because then, you know, otherwise you won't remember it in the morning. That's a good example. But let's say you and I would be talking about there will be a new festival, and this would be an interesting festival for you to perform, or you're surfing on the web, you encounter an interesting venue, which could be potentially a place for you to perform, you know, write, gather all this information and make notes. And then once you sit behind your computer and you're going to be in the organizing mode, then you access those notes. And in the meanwhile, you can forget about them.
What kind of apps do you use?
You can send yourself an email. There's also a great app, Captio. I'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, I also use Wunderlist, I think.
Yeah, Wunderlist is a good one, and Brain Toss. So these are all apps which you can actually put on the desktop on your phone, and you just record a voice message or you write a note, and it sends it immediately to your email address. And then once you're in working mode behind your computer, you know, they'll pop up, and then you can follow up.
Nice. Yeah, anything else you want to add to? Yeah.
The same goes for business cards. You probably also have done this once. You know, you play somewhere and people walk up to you and say, hey, here's my card. Call me. Maybe I have a gig for you. You know, and you stick the card in the back of your pocket. You say, yeah, I'll do that. Of course, you forget about it. 3 months later, when you finally decide to wash those pants, you know, you take them out from the laundry, and then you go like, what is that little pile here in the back of my pocket? It's the business card, and it's gone, you know. And that's a good example of how not to do it, how chaotic musicians sometimes are. You know, follow up immediately. Delegate it to that thing, that computer, you know, and again, access it when you need it. It's wonderful.
Yeah, something someone said to me, you know, it was that if you can get it done in 2 minutes, then it's good to get it done, you know, like right at that moment, you know. And it kind of helped me, you know, like, because I prioritize the things. If I can do it very quickly, if it's like a small task, like emailing someone quickly, or, you know, just saying hi, or, you know, doing a follow-up, then, yeah, if it only takes a short, you know, minute or two to do, then it's better to just get it done and be over with than postpone it for ages.
So true. That's what I do too. When I know, like, I can get this done within a couple of minutes and get it over with, I'll do exactly the same.
If you enjoy my podcast, then please subscribe, give it a rating, and share it with other musicians. I also host another podcast, the Mike Del Ferro Podcast, with travel stories, interviews with wonderful people, and more. You will find it on Spotify and all other podcast platforms, or via my website, mikedelferro.com.